What's going on, everyone? Tim here from the DPS to let you know that we just dropped some new merch on our merch store. Yeah, that's right, just in time for the holiday season. Stop the episode right now, go to our merch store, and give the gift of the DPS to your loved ones this holiday season. Oh, before I go, be sure to check us out on all the social medias. And please, please leave a 5-star review on whatever app you're using to listen to the DPS. Those little things really help boost us so we can reach more people for the DPS and tell your friends and family. Just download the episodes on their phone. Take their phone. Stop the episode. Take your friend's phone. Download the DPS and give them the gift of laughter and joy this holiday season. All right, well, that's enough of that. Let's see who's almost gonna die this episode, the DPS.
Well, guys, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah.
For you all, maybe.
Why don't you like Christmas time, Jonathan?
Because I work at a nursery that does Christmas trees and a Christmas shop, and I have to listen to nonstop Christmas music all fucking day and sell Christmas trees to people. Just, I'm Scrooge. I'm Scrooge.
You're Scrooge?
Yeah.
You're Scrooge. Well, have you been visited by three ghosts yet?
No. I guess we're waiting on that one.
Have you been visited by Mariah Carey?
No, sadly.
The three ghosts would just be Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Oh, it's you again.
Just hear the song.
The Mariah Carey of Christmas past, yeah. Present, and future.
Oh my gosh. No, that's actually really good. That's a great idea. Because Christmas past would be like from 1994 when she released her Christmas album. The Christmas present, obviously present day, and then future, who knows?
Yeah,
Mariah Carey's gonna live forever.
See, I'm just imagining in this case, about like John's upstairs sleeping, and then in the middle of the night he just hears do do do.
It's like, what the fuck is that?
Comes down, it's just Mariah Carey.
Gone, Spectre.
So speaking of Timmy, you said that you had something for us for the holiday season, Christmas season. Oh, he's got a bag.
Yeah, he's crushing it up.
Yeah, he's crunching it up.
Oh, he just broke it.
That's not glass because it's. I'll crush now. Thanks.
All right. Are ready? Everyone has to think fast. Mark.
Thank God we don't have sensitive recording equipment, Tim. Jesus.
It's like...
Hit him right in the mic.
Oh, mine fell on the floor.
Oh, are these edibles?
Kelly's the only cool one. He caught it.
I know. Oh, Kelly's also, like, much closer than all of us.
Yeah, it's like, Tim's like, oh, catch. And I'm like, so I have to reach my hand around this
thing. That was my fourth throw, so I actually had a little practice.
Don't throw at recording equipment.
So, what you all are holding in your hands is a bag that says Davis Mystery Dice.
That's and it's edibles, right?
No.
Oh.
I don't want it.
I tried to eat them, but you'd break your teeth, because these are, it's a bag of Mystery Dice from Portals Gaming in Easton.
Mystery Dice.
Cool. Yeah, support your local game shop and get some Mystery Dice.
All right, I'm going to have mine first.
Support your local dice dealers.
Yeah, mine are open first.
I got pink.
Oh, it's kind of almost a purple.
Okay.
You can see it's Ravens.
Oh, is the Ravens purple over there?
Uh-huh.
I got...
Pretty close.
I already have purple dice. I don't want purple. These are pink. All
right.
Purple. I have lots of purple dice.
I can't tell if it's gold.
That's lemon, like yellow.
Lemon yellow.
No. It's IPA color.
Ooh. There you go.
There you go.
IPA.
All right, Jake, what'd you get?
I got a really cool emeraldy, sort of like seafoam green.
Ooh, I like that.
With the gold really text cool. on it, gold numbers. So it's really cool.
I got actual Ravens purple.
Nice.
Oh. Wow. That's Ravens colors right there.
Yes, it is.
Satisfying.
And Timmy, what'd you get for these?
Yeah, you bet your butt that I got myself some dice too. You know? Because you got to treat yourself sometimes.
Get more dice.
Oh, I got these beautiful blue ones.
Oh, those are really cool. Man. Oh, that's like perfect, like blue sky blue.
What kind of blue are they?
They're pretty.
These are gorgeous. We'll have to put all our dice together and like post the picture because these are.
I got a 7 on mine, so not good for me.
I got a 10 and a 2. Let's
see. Got an 11.
14 okay. on the die.
Yeah, natural one.
Okay.
Oh my god. I mean, we
Kelly, didn't. You gotta stop. This yeah. is getting to be an annoying trend.
I didn't expect anything else.
I expect I better.
Didn't
I got a 7 on dice wise, so I think 7 is just gonna be my thing today.
Okay.
That's fine.
Roll one more d20, and if you get another 7, you win.
See if I have another d20. All I have my your... old black and yellow, black and gold elvish dice.
Black and yellow.
A 6!
Aww.
So close. So close. That's the equivalent of like a scratch off where it's like, oh, I got the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, I got the second one. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that happened yesterday. I was like doing a scratcher. I was like, all right, that's why not? I haven't bought one in a while.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, had the final thing and it was like the $30,000 win. I was like, all right, like one last square. Of course, you don't.
Yeah.
Get it.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like, ah, yeah. You tease yeah. me.
Pro tip for stocking stuffers. Are scratch offs.
Yes. Scratch offs. Oh,
scratch offs are great.
Yeah, I've always good. Wanted a scratch off.
The last one I got was when I was working in the fiber department at my company, and the department managers just like bought everyone like $5 ones, and I got $15 out of it.
Hey.
So I walked right across the street where they bought them nice. And exchanged it for perfect. $15. And
yeah.
I don't know. I think I bought a Red Bull. I don't know.
So, Kelly, should I expect a scratch off in my stocking this year?
Probably.
Ooh.
Sweet. That's all you're getting, the dollar ones.
We have a fun that's tradition, found. Me and Mary. I think we kind of just started it, but it's something we're going to do basically every year. And all our stocking stuffers are our Pokemon card packs.
Oh,
we
I
see who
oh,
unpacks that's... the best card.
Yeah, yes.
Pulls the best Pokey.
Brock took house last year. I can't remember what he got, but he got some nice cards.
He got some good stuff, yeah.
Oh my god,
yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah. He's big into Pokemon cards now. Mm. But no, Rebecca was asking me, he's like, what can I get for the guys for the stocking stuffers? Like, hand lotion and stuff? I was like, maybe. I was like, just get them scratchers and minis.
Dude.
Yeah,
yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
Yep. You all get scratchers and mini.
Mm-hmm.
Bless.
Mini
easy stuff.
Well, that was the spirit of Christmas present, but we need to talk about the spirit of Christmas past.
Ooh.
Because he comes there to show you how bad you've been, Jonathan.
Huh? Huh?
I don't know. You don't read the Discord, so you never actually see this, but...
Fair.
You're the worst, John.
Yeah.
Definitely your toxic trait.
So... Datarath in our Discord sent me a little message, and he said that Lay on Hands does not give the AC bonus when used on yourself.
Mm.
In the description, it says when used on your allies.
Okay, fair enough.
So it said, yeah, because the verbatim, if the target is one of your allies, they also gain a +2 status bonus to AC for one round.
Okay, that's fair enough.
So is it not like a huge thing, because some of these things are hitting for, you know, 40.
Yeah.
But
Paizo's encouraging you to touch others, not yourself.
Exactly, no. Yeah. Yeah.
Consensually.
You need to be a selfless paladin and lover.
Yeah, well, these past couple encounters, you know, when I've been... taken to 0 hit points at full health.
Yeah.
Which never happens.
So if you didn't lie, I could have killed you. That's all I'm here.
Mm.
John's like, I'll change nothing. I need that HP.
Yeah. No, it's mine. But I'll take my humble pie. Fair enough.
But let's go to the spirit of Christmas future.
Ooh.
In which this episode will be released in December, and that's why we're talking about it. So last... episode, you guys took out the two of Dahak's Chosen or Dahak's Children, I forget what they're called, and you explored a little bit of the next room. The next room was called the, I'll tell you, it's just called Sanctum Entrance.
So, like,
so it's you know, it's a foyer.
That's okay. Spoilers.
A sanctum? What else is going to be in this place?
An arcade? Another kitchen?
Another kitchen. A much bigger
double
kitchen.
Double kitchen.
Just a giant mess hall.
One bath. No, I was going to say one bathroom, but no, they are tons of bathrooms.
Yeah, they have the whole bathroom outside.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they just pooped off the wall.
Yeah. In 2 feet increments. We talked about this. Elkwood went in and explored the room, and he did hear some voices, but he couldn't tell like how far they were. It was just like the first room into the center of this giant football shaped fortress.
And it was all draconic, I believe.
The what?
The voices I heard were all in draconic.
All the voices are in draconic, maybe mixed with some Mwangi, but everyone here knows draconic. So
what? Everyone just screams. That's what I believe draconic is. It's just like them going. Rawr.
I was imagined it was like old Latin or something like that. Like that's what I was imagining draconic is.
I prefer the method in Skyrim, which is like dragons just shouting at each other.
Oh yeah,
just that's how they talk.
Wait, does anybody here speak draconic other than me?
I do.
Yeah,
you taught it to
me. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Only because of you, though. So I guess you were the only influence of draconic language in this one in the party.
Yep.
So if any of your pronunciations are wrong on a couple words, that I'm gonna look like a total dork.
How dare you?
Just have some
also,
dragon.
I speak perfect draconic.
Also, you definitely know that he taught you words that were not the right meaning just to fuck with you.
Yeah.
All right, so you can offend a dragon.
Yeah.
Great prank.
Like, he thinks he's saying, hello, great, dignified worm. It's, hey, dick face.
It'll be so funny when that finally comes to fruition.
I know.
The long con of our whole friendship.
Adler's going to go, let me speak to the dragon and get his head bitten off. You're like, oh fuck, that was funny.
Ah, you messed up.
I'll watch from the other room.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be over here doing something else entirely.
I wish nothing but to give respect for your name, and a.k.a. I think your penis is small. Significant.
I think your penis is small and your sister is fat.
Like, the day Adalar got roasted by a dragon.
Right, really. Quite literally. You guys took a break, went back, and you reconvened. You rested, so you were able to go back to the center, you know, filled up on HP and spells and all that kind of jazz.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good, because I need to change my wounded condition.
Yeah. Not you, though. I just because. what do you guys want to do when you first wake up? I think it's got to be, like, early in the morning.
Oh,
I'm
going
to say it's, like, 5 a.m., yeah. So.
Probably Elkwood immediately, he's going to vomit.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's fair.
After last time, like, he was kind of entranced, and then he just kind of stalks off real fast and just vomits chunks of heart.
You did that in secret, didn't you?
Yeah.
Everyone else, roll me a perception check to see if you hear.
I'm stealthing.
I rolled pretty good, but with your stealth...
Yeah.
It'd be against the stealth DC, but I'm giving you guys some bonuses, so...
Yeah, go for it. I think as long as it's 10 plus my...
Yeah, 10 plus that, but...
So you have to be a 28.
29.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I don't
shit.
Hear. 22.
31.
God damn.
Okay.
Oh.
So, Benson and Adalar, while you guys are doing your prayers, and Adalar's, like, helping you put on armor, you guys hear...
I only get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta make everyone vomit if they're listening.
So, I feel like Adalar wouldn't know. He'd hear the sound before he would see you. So I feel like he'd kind of be on high alert and be like, Benson, to me. And then we go and then we see.
Oh, he's killed. Like, keeled over. Like, yeah. It, like, he's trying to, like, play it off. Just, but, like.
Elkwood, what's wrong? Are you poisoned?
No. He's just kind of like stuck for a moment. He's like, I guess some of the food from that we got just didn't agree with me. And he's just kind of like wiping his mouth off and.
Rural deception?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Oh, that's not good. 18.
That does not.
Oh, that definitely doesn't beat there. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we can clearly see that it doesn't look like anything we got.
Yeah, because it's, like, I don't imagine the...
There's no cereal bars in there at all.
Stahawk shows, and, like, I imagine the heart was, like, also...
Like, oh, it's like, weird. Really meaty. It's, like, you know, like, very, like...
Because, I've seen heart, like, you know, like, the deer and stuff like that. Right, but, I imagine this thing is, like, mutated to a point of... Mm. It's, like, scaled almost, like, and, like, weird...
Oh, yeah, there's extra tendons in there that you wouldn't use.
And it probably, you know, tastes like charcoal, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think Benson will walk over to you, and using his sword, he, like, goes through it, and he finds a valve, and he just looks at you. Because, I mean, he failed the deception.
Right.
So Benson knew something was wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he just... finds it, and he just looks at you, and he goes, don't get too deep in whatever you're doing. You go deep enough, you can't come back.
They just kind of stay silent for a minute. Sure. Whatever you say. And just kind of cleans himself off. Like, and probably, like, just saying, like, he's not the best deceptive purpose. It's like, he is not, I will say, not horribly not charismatic at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Base level charisma. Like, yeah. I think everyone else has charisma over, what, 16 or something?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You use charisma. Adelar uses charisma. Benson uses charisma.
You're the only one who's not charismatic.
Base level 10. That is my charisma.
I need you to be honest with us if you don't think you can go on. Do you feel well enough to go on?
Yes, of course, I can go on. That's no issue with me. It's just... Yeah.
Then try to keep up with my slow ass.
Sure. As your ass is slow.
So I think... So I imagine, like, after you leave, Benson, Adelar kind of hangs around a little bit. And once you've kind of cleared... he approaches Elkwood. I imagine you're kind of maybe still a little doubled over, like kind of picking yourself back up. And Adelar goes, I don't know if I've ever told you where from Cheliax I'm from. That story is for another time, but during my, I guess, towards the end of my stay there, I lived in the capital of Agorian. And, I always had a perception of what the nation of Cheliax was like, but it wasn't until I was at the capital that I really saw it for what it was. You see, you may know this, but the worship of devils is quite prevalent. So as you can imagine, I have seen something similar to this. And I will say that Benson has the right idea about not getting too deep. There is a point of no return, Elkwood. And if it comes to that, I just don't want that for you. It's not... I've seen far too many of my colleagues go that way and they lose themselves. And they become beholden to someone else. You are, you strike me as someone who yearns for freedom. Try not to place shackles upon yourself.
Yes, of course. And he just kind of, like, looks a bit back at, like, the, you know, the, residual of what's left, and just kind of like winces at the whole feeling, because it's like after you, like, you know, just putting it realistically out there, like vomit, like you're kind of like feeling weird for a moment until you feel better. But he just kind of like looks at you for a moment and he just kind of thinks, he's just like, if I understand the argument with devils, but I don't think I'm involved with any devil.
That's good to hear. I guess just take care in whatever it is you're involved in.
Yes, of course. I didn't want anyone to worry. I guess feeling came over me.
Yes. Well, I know we're kind of a ragtag bunch, and I know we all are fighting our own demons, as it were, but, know that, you couldn't tell me anything. I don't look upon some... I know I come across rather haughty and judgmental, but I assure you that,
What?
Oh.
What?
I assure you that it is, mostly a facade. So if you ever do want to tell me anything, I'm here for you.
Sure. Appreciate it. And... he kind of, like, stops for a moment, like, as probably, like, we're walking back for a split second, and kind of he turns to you and looks, and he's just... Because this is going back to remembering the ash pile that he left. And I would say the same to you, as it didn't escape my notice of the ash that you left behind. If you're dealing with powers as well, be careful with them.
Yes, well, now that you ask, that wasn't...
I didn't ask for that necessarily. I was trying to send a dream message to an old friend. And seems that the Sorrow Maker intercepted it. It was a terrible experience where I saw Dark. And he's paying us more attention than I thought. So it seems we are messing with forces that seem kind of beyond us. It is a... I don't know what we expected when we got all wrapped up in this, but certainly seeming to be more than we asked for.
Yes, it seems that way. We started from a citadel and ended up in Tumawangi, over a couple thousand miles south.
Right.
Or north. South, I believe. Breach Hill is...
From where you guys are? Yeah, it's north.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, God.
I'm just listening.
It is north.
Well, very north.
Yeah.
Is that Uridan?
Yes, it seems that the Citadel came at a higher price tag than we first envisioned. Though perhaps the price we pay is our own curiosity.
That is true. Well, let us continue on and hopefully destroy this blight from this land.
Yes, agreed.
Kezra, have you finished your morning poop yet? We gotta go.
Kezra's actually not pooping.
What? All that beef jerky you ate?
when you go back and look for him, he's like kind of a little off from the campsite. He's just like with the Cinder Claw gauntlet, just like slashing and chopping at a tree.
Oh.
Just like kind of angrily. You know, you see his blue claws appear, and he's just like chopping at it. He kind of seems pissed off.
You want a sparring partner?
Let's say, I think Benson, I think this is you.
Go, Benson, go.
I have a question, actually. You can repair his sword, can't you, Kezra?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you thought about doing that? Because I know you do have, like, the plus one, like, bastard sword and stuff, but, like... Yeah.
I want my shifting one back.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah. Wow.
I have crafter's tools.
Okay.
So, yeah, I can fix that.
Okay.
In response to your question... You're like, do you want a sparring partner? And Kezra's just like, he just stops and he's like, no, let's go. And when we get in there, all of you stay out of my way as I kill whoever is in charge.
Mm-hmm.
I just look at Adalar and go, you know, I'm worried about anybody who gets in his way.
Unless he rolls a natural one.
Hey, man.
Elkwood has the biggest satisfaction boner.
Oh, no. What happens? Previously, and then you just go, Elkwood, I expect better. And then it just goes, oh, fuck, natural 20. Oh, 18 on the die. And then what's Kezra doing? Natural not, 1. 2.
Natural 3.
3.
Elkwood's blowing all the smoke.
Yeah.
And I think we make our way.
All right.
What level is your sword?
Oh,
plus one, right?
Yeah, plus one striking shifting.
What's the level?
Because that turns it into yeah.
Oh wait! I might have this.
I'm guessing it might be a level 5 weapon.
Yeah. Oh shit! I was guessing 5. Shifting's not super cheap, but I think it's one of the cheaper options you can do.
Which is weird because it's such a versatile one to have.
Yeah, but yeah. I think you have to take an action to do it, and it kind of like a little swift action, just being like boom.
Hold on.
Nah, I don't think that. I still think it's pretty good.
Shifting equipment is a item level 6, so a shifting rune is a 6th level item.
Okay, damn. So then I think it's level 6.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that you stack the levels, because then it'd be like level 1 no, for the plus 1, level 3 for the striking.
Yeah,
level
I don't 6. Think you stack.
It's a 9th level item.
That'd be 10th.
Certainly doesn't feel like it.
All right, so DC 22, it looks like.
Oh, yeah, this is to see if you can even use that sword.
Yeah.
it's also the repair DC. So it should be not too bad. Well, how many hit points was it at?
It did the critical failure that did it said it just brought it to broken, so whatever, half, yeah.
Half its HP. Okay, well. Yeah, that is a success.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Store 5 hit points to the item, plus an additional 5 per proficiency rank you have in crafting.
Which should be a lot for you.
Proficiency rank you have in crafting. Oh, plus 15. Okay.
It's at full.
Yeah, health. Yeah. So 15 HP.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we're good.
So you're back.
Cool.
Neat.
Now let's go. Stay out of my way.
Now let's go.
Here's your sword. He's like, get away from me.
Get away from me.
He's like so angry. Stay away from me. Get out of my way. And then he's like, oh yeah, I'll repair that. Don't worry about it. No, get the fuck out.
All right, you get back to the Fortress of Sorrow. The doors are closed.
Eh, son of a bitch.
Wait.
No, they just closed the doors. They can't do anything else.
We only have one.
These are our only defenses.
We only have one charcoal butcher that can open these doors.
You open the doors. You still see some of the mud streaks. It looks like they have not done much. The room that you opened up here, Elkwood, was from the entrance area, that like little foyer.
Mm-hmm.
There are two doors that go into the same room up top, or like just to the north. So you came in from the left side. I'll tell you, if you open up the right one, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
So if you guys want, you can move yourself into that room, and then I will go ahead and read that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, just making sure that there's no one in there right now.
No, you don't hear anybody in there. If you open it, I'll just tell you, you open it, you don't see anybody. And as you open up this room...
Hold on. Sorry.
Please move yourselves into the room.
I'm trying.
Into the sanctum entrance.
I'm having issues here again.
Always have issues with you, Mark.
Standing right beneath the taint end of the spine.
I'm just already...
John wants to continue our pre-recording conversation.
Of what?
No. I said I'm standing at the taint end of the spine.
Ah.
Y'all can use your imagination as to what that conversation was.
It was definitely one of the spicy ones. Mark, I moved Vamir in there. I don't know if you actually want him in there, but...
I mean, he'll be right behind.
Okay.
Right. Vamir, wait outside.
He's doing that little bird hop.
Stay with the ship.
Stay with the ship.
Let me go to read the room. An immense pair of fossilized vertebrae run along the central ceiling of this room. The walls are carved with images of huge, spiny dragons ravaging jungle landscapes and burning entire cities to the ground. Sleeping mats have been placed along the walls to the south. Now that you two, Adalar and Kezra, now that you guys are actually in the room, I bet they could do this too.
Yeah, Kezra, he starts like running his hands along the spine, and he's like completely fascinated because this is like...
If you want to make me a... if you want to make a religion check on the depictions, you can do that.
Sure.
Lord Dragon?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. 4 on the die, rip. Makes sense. Benson hasn't really dealt with dragons.
I got 23.
So 23 on the depictions. Istahawk, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that dragon before.
Looks a little familiar.
You may not know him, but that is the hawk.
What?
As you run your hand along it, though, Kezra, you see that it is absolutely bone. While most things were either just depictions made of Dahak or Draconic iconography, this one looks to be bones from a dragon of immense size.
Jeez.
Repurposed as the bones of the shelter.
Hmm.
So it looks like they literally just started forming this fortress over bones of a dragon from
a
very long time ago.
Does it look like the bones were... So, like, I don't postulate too much, but, like, the dragon died here, decayed, and then they made this thing, or do you think they transported the bones? Is it even possible to tell?
Roll me a religion or society check.
Society.
And this is just to remember something, but...
Okay.
Nope. Oh, I don't know.
Man, this is the second time I rolled this. 19.
24.
Oh.
You all see this thing, and you remember the story of when the Ikuje sacrificed himself to destroy Dahak and lock him away.
Oh.
Oh, fuck. These are Dahak's bones.
Oh.
What?
I mean, that's their entire people's history, was that they literally fought
Dahak.
Dahak, or an aspect of him in some way, some manifestation.
Yeah.
And they could not destroy him. If you listen back to the episode with the story, they had to, like, sacrifice people in order to, like, empower themselves, yeah.
Right. I think out of, like, kind of like a...
Fear?
No. Kind of like a... Just, like, immense curiosity, Adelar having that, you know, that brief connection with Dahak through the dream message, he's going to reach out and touch the bones.
Touch.
Yeah, you touch the bones, they feel warm. It feels, you know, usually bones are, you know, kind of cold and dry, but no, they feel warm, as if there's like a heat radiating from them.
Be useful in today's weather.
I would love that.
Just put some right in the corner there, John.
Yeah. Space heater.
Yeah. You know how, like, nuclear rods remain, like, scaldingly hot for hundreds of years? Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking when I said it, too. It's just like, there's radioactive, like, bits. Just sort of hum.
Benson's just like, damn, a tooth just fell out.
That could be good.
Just kind of... Yeah, like, Elka's kind of, like, looking at it and just kind of, like, draws his hand away immediately once it's, like, the realization.
Benson, after all this iconography, after we realize what this is, Benson observes Kezra. What is Kezra doing in this room?
Eating the bone.
He's, like, just fascinated by these bones. He's like,
This was an immense and powerful creature. Whatever's in this place, there's power here. Power that these creatures, these savage monsters, don't deserve. We must take it from them.
Creature, this was a manifestation of Dahak.
You almost sound like you're envious.
Of course I am. Who wouldn't be?
Benson will remember that. Pops up in the corner of the screen.
Benson, everyone dislike them.
The only thing that matters in this world, Benson, is power.
And money.
Yes.
LR pops are behind. And money.
Well, money buys power. Power takes money. They go hand in hand.
Oh. That really makes sense. Guess you could try making a staff from the bones.
Pretty big. Probably take a while.
That's true.
You take a pickaxe. Clear one.
I mean, you're also assuming we can break these bones.
Oh, that's true.
You can't break those bones. I can break those bones.
We'll revisit that later.
But I thought sticks and stones may break
bones. While you guys are in this room and you're sort of talking back and forth about stuff, you do hear someone in the door. There's two doors going north. You do hear someone just beyond that.
Is it Draconic?
It is Draconic.
So what are they saying?
Dahak the Great, the Sorrow Maker, will burn everything to the ground.
And it's just one voice, and it sounds like somebody's just preaching along.
Was that Aku?
Preach.
He almost went Aku there for...
I know a fellow priest when I hear one.
He's Holy Ghosting in there.
Just by himself, just saying it.
All right, am I going?
Let's...
Is it the one on the right or right or left?
Both. With the same thing of the two doors, I'll tell you that the two doors go into the same room here, so...
All right.
Do you want to cast any spells?
Yeah, I'll stone skin you.
Thank you.
I would have done life connection earlier.
Okay. So we're not trying to be stealthy anymore, right?
And I have vital beacon.
I don't.
So, all right. So you're opening the door on the left there, Benson.
Yep.
All right.
Oh wait, I'm sorry. I also Sorry.
What?
I'm also casting heroism on you. Okay. So that is a +1 to attack rolls, perception checks, saving throws, and skill checks for 10 minutes.
Okay.
So if we just barrel through this place.
I think we're going to try to barrel, but yeah. I think we might end up crawling.
I think we kind of have to at this point.
So, yep. Benson, you touch the door on the left.
Oh, I touch it.
Oh, no.
The entire room fills with fire and smoke.
Right.
Fuck.
And as you touch the door, you can't take your eyes off of the moving depictions around the room. As the head of Dahak comes over and begins to try to swallow you whole in an engulfing flame.
Okay.
Just Benson,
I need you to make me...
Fuck you.
I need you to make me a will save. None of you see this.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Hold on, let me pull up.
You get a +1 because of heroism.
You're okay. A paladin. You're fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
None of us see the room filled with fire either.
Yeah, you just see Benson like touch it, and all of a sudden he's like,
25?
+1?
That
plus
is
one?
A fail.
26?
That is a fail.
Damn it.
I then need you to make me a fortitude save.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm better at that, so...
This isn't good.
Hold on. You don't need to worry about the fortitude save. You were just going to take...
Oh, okay.
It was just a regular fail.
Oh, good.
Wow, crit fail would be...
Crit fail, you die.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like a phantasmal killer.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
You take 28 points of mental damage.
That sounds like Phantasmal Killer.
Yes, an equivalent of Phantasmal Killer has just enveloped Benson as he begins to scream and his hair turns white and death seems to overcome him for a second. He's still alive, and I need you all to roll initiative.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, his hair is white now.
Benson the white.
That very Witcher, in a way.
All right.
We've got to toss a coin to him later.
Please do. Your greedy ass won't.
he'll do a copper piece instead.
Kelly just looked at me and shook his head. Starting off strong, eh, Cal?
It's initiative, so yeah.
Let me go ahead and go through everyone here. Benson, what'd you get?
I got a 27.
27. Elkwood, what did you get?
32.
32. Same as last time. Thank you. Kelly, save you for last. Timmy, what'd you get for Adelar?
Adelar got a 26.
26.
I also did not roll with intimidation because there's no way I started that out.
What, are you going to intimidate the Hawk?
I mean, you're screaming in terror now.
I'm just...
Fear me!
I'm just saying I'm being honest with my rolls.
Yeah.
So that would have been a lot better if I...
Of course, yeah. Kessler, what'd you get?
16.
16. One worse than last time. One less.
Yeah, shocker.
I only roll single digits for initiative.
Right.
Kelly's energy is like that vine where it's like, oh, look, you're the couple. They're so happy. Fucking fuck you.
This game's so much fun. I love this game.
This trap in entitled Wrath of the Destroyer. I'll give you the description here. So it is a magical trap. I already said it acts as Phantasmal Killer. But it, in the same way that the Dragon Pillars got a turn, this thing also gets a turn in the same way. So, these heavy doors carved with an image of Dahak echo with hatred so powerful it can kill anyone that comes near, manifesting a vision of Dahak's head emerging from the doors to strike at a foe. Benson is the only one that saw this, and he begins to scream in fear, and you guys just start reacting to it. However, this one, this thing goes first, so it is to use its attack called Face of the Fatal Divine. Roll me another will save there, Benson.
Oh my gosh.
This is... What was that?
17.
Plus one.
18.
Critical fail.
Oh, no.
Target is so afraid it might die. It missed. It must attempt a fortitude save.
Hold on.
31. That is a success. On a successful fortitude save, the target takes... Oh, my God.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of fucking damage. I need to do this in two rolls because Foundry doesn't have 12d6.
Remember when there was that crit fail in the Goonch where he automatically failed and I got a fucking Phantasmal Killer off? That was nice.
Yeah.
That was nice. This is bad.
So you're going to take... Hold on, sorry. I'm on a calculator.
I just love that with like Paizo APs, there's just a certain part of the adventure where they have some sort of flavored Phantasmal Killer. I don't know why, like I've noticed two or three now.
I mean, it makes perfect sense. Great.
44 points of mental damage.
You're just like having seizures.
Yeah,
holding on to the doorknob.
You are fleeing until the end of your next turn.
Oh, awesome. Man.
And you are frightened 4.
Oh, God.
What does that mean?
Minus 1 to everything.
Minus 4 to everything.
Yeah.
However, fleeing, you were forced to run away due to fear or some other compulsion.
At least he's not panicked.
Yeah, panic sucks.
This is probably the only time you have seen Benson fear for his own life.
That's true.
As a paladin, don't you get a something that reduces fear or something?
I think that was only a first edition thing.
No, you have Aura of Courage. It does something against fear.
Yeah, I thought like it makes it a little bit easier for you to get rid of it.
I'm pretty sure all paladins get something that has to do with fear.
I'm pretty sure
there's a feat for it too, so I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just couldn't remember because I know like each level you go up, that's when you're like a master of this, a master of that, or something.
Yep.
Expert.
That's actually really cool. It's a feat. It's called Aura of Courage. I just think it's cool to mention. Whenever you become frightened, reduce the condition value by 1.
Oh, wow.
At the end of the turn, you would replace your frightened condition value by 1. You also reduce the value by 1 for all allies within 15 feet. So not only do you start out less frightened, allies in your aura also become less frightened.
But it's a feat.
That's huge against like a fear spell.
Yeah.
Because the fear spell is an AoE. Uh-huh. So it's just, oh my God.
It's a direct counter to it.
Yeah, I bet.
That's cool.
All right. Well, so you are fleeing right now, Ben, so we don't have to worry about you right now because it is Elkwood's turn.
Oh, crap.
Elkwood, you still don't see this. It is only visible to Benson.
Yep.
What do you do?
What do I do? What? Does it just see Benson like seizing and like streaming on top of his lungs or something?
Just swinging at the air.
Yeah. What's going on, Benson? I guess he doesn't know what the hell this is. Like he's not a smart boy.
We did see him. He was calm in the room.
Yeah.
Touched the door. Now he's freaking out.
Yeah, but like first instinct wouldn't be like, let's shoot the door. Mm-hmm. Like it's.
No. But see, I feel like in this case, maybe the instinct would be to examine it or something.
Yeah. He from that point in that Benson touches the door and he starts freaking out. Is there like a check that can be done?
Go ahead and you know that something is happening. So go ahead and roll perception check to try to like figure out like what exactly is going on here.
Oh, no. 16.
You're not sure. You have no idea if this is something that just Benson is going through in his head, like, you know, this is just like totally out there. Or if there's like if there's like another curse or something like that, it just seems out of your purview.
Yeah,
but that was just one action. Two actions. You can technically do it again.
Can I?
Sure. Yeah,
I will do that again.
Go ahead and roll. Let's see. This is a hazard. It is a magical trap. Do you have Arcana?
No.
Do you have
thievery? Isn't applicable.
Thievery, because it's a trap, thievery is used to disable it.
We still need to find it.
You know what? Go ahead and roll thievery just to like try to recognize if this is a trap of some kind.
24.
You're not sure. You're sitting there just like, Benson, what's going on? What's going on? You're like trying to get information out of him, but he's just, he seems locked. He seems like his hand's stuck on this door and he's just acting out of fear.
Man, I guess I should have just tried to pull him away from the door. But I can't. Because I have to move first.
Ah.
I shoot an arrow at Benson.
Shoot an arrow at
him. Put him out of his misery.
Yeah.
I was about to say, you could try to restrain me.
Yeah, I have to move still.
Yeah.
So I'll move next to you and then stare at you as you're freaking out.
Yep.
So that's a good thing. I guess the only other thing he could do is just kind of like, could I even designate that it was a trap or no?
No.
So I can't even say it was a trap.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't know what the hell it is.
Your perception and your theory was too low.
Okay.
And especially because there's no visual part to this.
Yeah, that's the thing that's fucking me up. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I guess we'll take a moment, and I guess he will kind of like stealth off to the side just to like see if anything else is going to happen. Like,
okay.
If he's freaking out, he's suddenly in like a mood of,
yeah,
what if something bursts through the door now?
Right. Yeah.
So he's going to stealth and get a 36.
Yeah. Well,
disappears in the corner.
You hide like in between say, some of the spikes, and you sort of blend in a bit. All right, Benson, it is your turn. So let's go over. You know what frightened is. That's easy enough. Fleeing. You're forced to run away due to fear or some other compulsion. On your turn, you must spend each of your actions trying to escape the source of the fleeing condition as expediently as possible. Such as by using move actions to flee, or opening doors barring your escape. God, that must be hilarious, like a zombie apocalypse situation. No, we barred the doors, you idiot! The source is usually the effect of a caster that gives you the condition, though some effects might define something else as the source. Also, you can't delay or ready while fleeing, so you gotta just book it for this next round.
Awesome.
Let me ask, did you guys leave the doors open?
Didn't close it.
Yeah, I don't think we would.
Yep. So, Benson, you just spent your whole turn just running. How far can you run in total?
Well, I tried to put my token where it would be, but it says there's a wall.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that must be closed.
Must be closed, then. All right, so I'll just say that you're, what, out here, then?
What's that, 45?
No. I do not have that much movement.
Not that far, okay.
I'm trying... Right there.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
It's like, well, I'm the GM, and you can run a lot in here.
Hey, when you're running, you can run as far as you can.
Full plate. Just clink, 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 clink.
I'm so fucking salty.
Adelar, Benson just buffed it. You ran.
Yeah. I feel like as you're like running out, I'm like, Ben, you know, I'm just trying to get your attention, but you're already gone.
Run me a perception check.
Sure. Natty one.
You do smell the pee. That was running down his leg as he ran.
Oh, gosh.
He's for some reason in pee in the morning, so.
Yeah.
Like Benson, I told you to go to the bathroom before we left.
So, I think I will try to inspect the door. Like, Benson's taken off.
All right.
Adelar, chase after him.
So you want to go ahead and look at the door. Like I said, this will be a perception check to either look at the door or if you just want to try to do like an arcana check to see what was affecting him. I will say either work.
Okay, let me look at my arcana. I'm going to use perception.
Adelar, quickly try to restrain Benson. Right. Jump in front of him.
34.
Ooh. 34, that is plenty. So, yeah, you're perceiving or arcana-ing either way. You see that you notice the subtle vapors of magical energy seething across the doors.
Yeah.
And so you know that it's got something to do with touching the door at this point.
Yeah.
So if you want to try to roll thievery, or if you, because you believe this to be some kind of magical trap, you can try to roll a religion in order to placate the wrathful energies.
Okay.
Everyone.
Or... if you have Dispel Magic, just point that out.
I mean, I didn't prepare it. I know, right? That would have been perfect.
You know what stinks? It is a lower DC.
Oh.
Yep.
Don't tell me that.
Yep. So, go ahead.
I need a feat where I can just, like, switch out a spell slot, you know? Yeah, I think that, there's a something.
Well, you can leave a spell slot open, but you still have to, like, you know, you still have to, like, concentrate to, like, prepare.
Doesn't Benson have an item that allows him to disable the Dispel Magic? Somebody has an item.
Really? I don't remember what that was.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Or maybe that item. Maybe I'm getting my games mixed up.
I mean, that does sound awesome, but that doesn't ring a bell anyway.
I'm trying to remember what the item is.
Got so many games.
It could be my Big Top Tales game.
The one Timmy runs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yep, no, it is.
Okay. Well, Timbo... you recognize that there is something to do with a magical trap attached to this door. As I said, you can make a religion check. That is probably the only applicable one, because you don't have Dispel Magic prepared.
Interesting, okay. I might... Okay. This is interesting. So it says a religion check.
Yeah.
I have like a decent religion.
I would assume so, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I said, like I said, the other things are thievery, which you do not have.
Right.
Spell magic.
So. Well, okay, so my religion is a plus 14. Elkwood, what's your thievery?
Plus 11.
Oh. So I'm actually kind of the best qualified for
this.
Yes,
you are.
Yes.
So, you know, I think I know what's going on, so I call out, this door is weeping with magic from the Hawk. That is why Benson fleed. It is under some sort of enchantment.
Fled.
He fleed. Don't you see the
what
insects
God say?
All over him?
Fled. God says fled. No,
fled.
I think I have just the item that will help with this. And you see from his gear, he pulls out the Thurible of Revelation.
Oh,
yeah.
Remind everyone what that was.
Yeah. So the brass sensor dangles on a length of chain. Most Thurbles of Revelation are adorned with swirling celestial text, though some are iron and feature infernal or abyssal text. For two actions, I can interact, and the effect is I light the incense that's inside the sensor and it burns for 1 hour. During that time, as long as you're holding the Thurible, you gain a plus one item bonus to religion checks.
Hey!
Okay.
And any critical failure you roll when you use decipher writing of a religious nature is a failure instead.
Oh, nice.
So I'm not using it to the full extent, but I get that extra plus one to my religion, which is pretty sweet.
I mean, that's what you want. You see something terrible is happening here.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So one action to figure out what's going on.
Yep.
Second action is I'm going to move close to it.
Okay.
And third action is I'm going to draw the Thurible of Revelation.
Okay.
This is a job for a priest. Stand back. Unless you have a really good thievery, then let me know, or else it's all to me. All right, I'm done.
I actually have a better thievery than you. Mine's plus 12.
Well, my religion, it would be a plus 15 with the Thurible.
Mm. Yeah.
To disable this thing?
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, you all can try. There's no real harm.
I'm going to detect magic on both.
There's no real harm, right? Yeah, okay, Jake.
I'm going to detect magic on both doors to see if there's still magic on both of them.
Yeah, they're...
Oh, you know what? I lied. Thievery is plus 14. My bad.
Okay. Kezra, you sense that they're both still magical. In fact, because you're in initiative, this thing is just going to keep going at you guys. So, Adelar, that was your turn.
Yarp.
All right, Kezra, it is your turn.
Well, I spent two actions to detect magic.
Yep. So you realize that the magic is still there. And I'll say that because its turn is coming up next, you feel it begin to emanate some more energy.
And did you say both doors had this?
Yep.
Okay. But because we activated the one door, only that door is in the initiative.
No.
Both doors.
The far wall is that the doors themselves are one trap. Yeah.
Okay. So one trap, two doors.
Yeah. But yeah. So you feel all of this magic sort of emanating off of these doors, and you feel it begin to power up as this turn is coming up next.
Yeah. Dang.
You're super curious about what Benson did, so you're just like, I'm going to touch the door.
You watch, this is how Adelar is going to die, because I'm going to barely fail the will save, and then my fortitude's terrible, so I'm actually just going to keel over. But
Your will is pretty strong.
But my roll.
Oh, right, yeah.
So what would it take to disable this?
So you could try to roll a thievery, or you could roll religion, or dispel magic.
No.
Okay.
But do you have to be within proximity, or can you do it from range?
It doesn't say. So the fact that the religion check is to placate the wrathful energies, I just assume you sort of hover your hands.
Oh,
just
okay.
Blah, 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 blah.
I guess I didn't need to move in front of it, but that's okay.
I was just saying you don't need to touch it in order to get rid of it.
Gotcha.
I would still say you have to be within 5 feet.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Within this 30-foot cone, is this the only source of magic?
Nope, you do feel some magic beyond the door.
Beyond the door.
That makes sense.
What is the highest source of magic?
This, definitely. Okay. Yeah.
You know, yep. The thing that could just straight up kill us?
Yeah.
Yep. That's what I thought. Yeah, I can't really help from here. I mean, can I attempt to disable it from here or no?
Are you...
You said within 5 feet.
Yeah, yeah.
So is that a yes?
Yeah. You would need to be within 5 feet of it in order to disable it. Yeah.
So where he is right now is good. Because he is one square away from the door.
No. He has to be able to like.
Got it.
Yeah. So if you take a step forward, you could try.
Yeah, just a step. It's only going to take an action.
Well, he already used two actions for.
Magic.
Yep, so one action to move in position.
And that was the end of your turn. It comes back to the Wrath of the Destroyer.
Lovely.
That's probably a death metal album somewhere. So what's interesting is that both of you are as close to it. So I'm going to roll a D100 here.
And that was my goal.
Adalar, do you want evens or odds?
I always choose even because that is how the scales are weighed.
Nice.
That's good.
It's a fucking lie.
It was even.
Oh, you idiot. You idiot.
Lovely.
All right, so I need you to make a
will save.
Child's play, he said before he died.
Great. Uh-huh. 20.
20? Not a critical fail.
Oh, whoa.
Just a regular fail.
Actually huge.
Oh, man.
So you were still going to take 8d6 mental damage.
Oh, gosh. 8d6.
It's the most the Foundry will let me roll at once.
I'm kind of surprised I can't do, like, roll, like, 8, 12, like, manually put
it in.
No. I mean, you probably can, but
there's probably a plugin for that.
I'm just using the mouse. 26 points of mental damage.
Ow.
It's not the worst.
I feel like I'm just kind of getting quick flashbacks to the dream, you know?
Uh-huh.
Just the same thing.
So, as you both stepped up and you're getting ready to do something, Kezra, you look over at Adalar and you just see his face just go white. Yeah. Just mouth agape. Just right, that is its turn. Elk.
Still don't know what the hell to do. Yeah, because they're up there anyway. They're bottlenecking the situation.
Yep. You could try on the other door. Like I said, the trap is spread across both doors. So if you want to try on the second
door. It's not like I can activate another one.
No. There's just one trap. It's just the one trap is attached to both doors. So.
Yeah.
Shit.
So if you want, you could try to do a thievery check. Kezra, did you say something about trying that? Because Elk was also pretty good at thievery.
No.
Okay. I don't know what to take, Mark.
No. Ah, well, I'm...
It's magical. I'm not calling him to help.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's true. And then I'm just, like, trying to stick a lockpick in there and be like, yep, I got it. Don't worry. That's how this shit happens.
I did let everyone know it is trapped.
Yeah. But, and can thievery disarm it? That's the thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it is a high DC. I mean, it's the same as religion. It's just that, you know, in the same way that you were able to use thievery on the Ayodhara to, like, you know, to like set the energy Ley conduit lines. Back in. Yeah. You have this. It's the same thing here. Where you can kind of like use thievery to like mess with the energy itself to try to
in for a copper, I guess. Right. I want to move. I want to break free, but I cannot move.
Just break free.
So I'm going to use this lemon-lime dice that Tim got. So if it sucks, then it's...
Then you know who to blame.
Yeah. Yes.
You have to blame Portals Gaming.
Oh, no, I'll blame you. he's going to go over there and try to disarm via thievery.
13 on 27.
That is a fail.
That's a thought, obviously. Yeah. Is there any ill effect to trying?
Reaction? No.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
So
to know,
one
actually.
Move to go over there, one to there, and then I'm just going to take a step away. I don't know if it'll do a damn thing. But.
All right.
So. You're taking a step away, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Boop.
All right, Benson, it comes back to your turn. You are no longer fleeing. You are still frightened, however. But your friends have not come out of the room, so you assume that they're in there dying?
Yeah, well, I guess I'll use my full fucking complement movement.
To go back.
That's a sweet 45 feet, probably.
And don't worry, you're at frightened 3 because your turn ticked.
Right.
And when you're done with your movement, you'll be frightened 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at that. So.
It's just awesome. Okay.
Sorry, Timmy. Yeah, because you did fail the Phantasmal Killer, you are frightened 2 because of it. Just
frightened 2.
Okay.
That's good to know.
So, I guess, can I make a religion check? I don't know.
Yeah. If you're
that was only 2 actions of movement. So.
Are you up against the door?
You have to be up against the door.
Yeah, you
to try to disarm me. Yeah,
get to the one in front of me. Get in my way.
Well, I'm currently at fucking half health. So
Shit,
less than half health. 5, 10.
Well, I mean, heal yourself.
Yeah,
because one more thing would.
I'll heal myself.
Yep.
Lay on hands, which doesn't give me a bonus to my fucking AC.
Thank you, Discord community, for making Benson weak.
Y'all are snitches.
you heard it from him, Dadarath. Called you a snitch.
Just kidding, Dadarath. Love you.
All right. Next, after Benson comes in and gives himself a little bit of HP back, Adalar, your turn.
Adalar is feeling a little shaken up. After seeing the visage, you just hear him mutter under his breath while he goes to light the thurible. He's like, the Sorrow Maker is watching. He's watching. He's watching. And you just thematically, he like makes a produce flame and he lights the thurible.
Okay. Incense
in it. And he just starts like waving it back and forth. That's 2 actions.
Uh-huh.
And then his final action, he's like, but Abadar will sustain her. He will guide me through this. And he reaches out his hand to try to disarm this trap. My bonus is not as good because I'm frightened.
Because you're frightened. Oh, I was just about to say that, too.
I know. Yeah, so I get a -2, but a +1. So it almost cancels out. It's,
yep.
It's going to be a tough roll.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a tough roll.
It's gonna be a tough roll for everybody.
I'm going to need.
Yeah.
All right, Portals Gaming Dice, don't do me dirty. This is going to be so close.
Uh-huh.
I hate this.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I hate this. 29.
DC 29.
Oh! Nice. Yes. That thurible worth... We didn't pay anything for it.
Good job.
That was the best use of an item.
That pulled through so hard.
Yeah, you look through your gear. Use your consumables.
You hold the thurible with one hand... letting the smell of the incense envelop you, and it flows through your body, through your hand, and the magical energies go, whoa. And the flames that only you can see right now because it attacked you last just die out, and you just see the fiery head of Dahak just swallow itself back into the door and disappear.
I would like to point out, this is probably the most dangerous room we've ever been in.
Yeah.
That can cast Phantasmal Killer every
round.
God.
And with a high DC, too.
When Elkwood was in here last time.
You were waiting for it.
I was waiting for it, and I said, so you touched the door, and you were like, no. I was like, right.
Yeah. Yeah, I specifically said no. I was, because I was like, I don't want to chance, like, accidentally knocking it open, but because all I hear is yelling on the other side. But
yep,
goddamn,
clutch decision.
Yeah.
In our other game, the game Tim's running, we just encountered a room that cast a Phantasmal Killer on us every round.
Yeah.
It was terrifying.
But I just imagine that Elwood went in there,
dude.
Somehow failed because you know will it's not your death.
My will save is not good.
Right. Your will and your fortitude.
No.
It's your 2 weaker ones out of the 3.
Fortitude is actually same as Benson.
Oh, is that okay?
No, my con's actually not bad.
Yeah. But still, the fact that you could have gone in there and then
just
there's
fucking
a chance.
Died.
Just died.
You could have just died, and you would have came back, and his body would just be there. You would have no idea what happened.
Oh my god. Yeah, we just like waiting outside for him to come back.
Right, just
never came back.
Also, minutes. What the fuck's he doing in there?
And then Vermeer go in and eat his body.
Yeah. Right. Consume him,
most likely.
I like the idea that like Vermeer would find another ranger.
Yeah, just go to animal companions and rangers, easily disposable.
He goes to onlyrangers.com.
Oh, this one died. I guess we go over here.
No, I like the idea that Vermeer eats Elkwood and then gains his ability, and now it's just like awakens Vermeer.
Oh my god! Vermeer that's in the party.
Vermeer turns into a level 8 ranger.
That flies. That's what he was waiting on the whole time. He was waiting for you to die so he could eat your body.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, come Elkwood. I mean, Vermeer, what do you go by?
But what do I call you?
The Goku thing is like, or it was like, man, what the hell? It was like the combined name or something like that. And he was just like, you could just call me Goku or something. I'm not quite Goku, not quite Vegeta. Gogeta.
Gogeta.
Elkmir.
Elkmir. You know what? That sounds fantasy enough. Yeah. That's perfect.
I
think we want to take some time to do some first aid.
All right, you can do some first aid.
Yeah.
I'll say that the while you were taking your time to do your first aid, the rooms have gone completely. The voices have gone completely silent on the other side.
That's why I was like, you know, they're going to be waiting for us.
They're going to be waiting for us either way. We might as well go in at our tippiest, toppiest.
That is a very technical term. We use it all the time in the Church of Abaddon.
I must have missed that. Hurry up and patch me up. I'm destroying what's ever on the other side of this door.
Yeah.
If we take 10 minutes, you're going to lose 10 minutes of stone skin.
Oh. Fuck. Well, maybe we won't do that. Maybe I'll... And the heroism will be gone, too. We're not going to do that. I will burn a heal.
Yeah.
You need... How much are you down?
More than 30.
More than 30. I'm down... A good bit. I'm tempted to do a 3-action. Very tempted. I could do a 3-action, and then I could use the healer's gloves.
Okay. Still have my healer's gloves.
Yeah. Oh, I want you to hold on to your healer's gloves so you can just touch yourself.
Yeah.
Because the range is touch.
Wait, what is Vital Beacon?
Vital Beacon, you touch me with an interact, and you can get a buff.
Yeah.
So if we wanted, I could use one channel for both of us.
Yeah.
And then you could touch me.
Sure.
Potentially.
Wait, you're only taking like a few rounds then?
Yeah.
Yeah. I also have a lesser healing potion and a lesser elixir of life.
Yeah.
That is good.
Actually, I have three lesser elixirs of life.
Yeah. I mean, those are good to bring me back because Jens goes down and I go down.
That has his name all over me.
You can
jam potions down your throat.
Exactly. So I'd rather me burn my heals than y'all burn your heals.
Or an enema. I don't know. Whatever gets it faster.
All right, so I think that's 4d10. Yep, 4d10 for you and me.
Damn. Boy, that's a lot of healing, boy.
10, 18, 21.
Okay.
21.
21.
That's for you, Jed.
Where's Jed?
That's for you, Jed.
Where's Jed?
Okay, if I touch you, how much healing is that?
If you touch me, let me check. Spells.
Is that 4d10?
It is 4d10. Do you think you need 4d10?
I could use it.
Okay, then yeah, go ahead and touch me.
Okay, 4d10, roll it.
While he does that, Kezra casts a spell on himself. He casts Sea Invisibility on himself.
Ooh, smart one.
Nice shit.
Smart one.
16, 21, 24.
Very nice. That's what I needed.
Oh, perfect. I'm so glad. And then I'm going to cast... Well, I'll hold off on that since we're... Wait. So one... In our turn, so in one round, I casted a heal.
Mm-hmm.
You touched me.
Yep.
You cast Sea Invisibility.
Yep.
Okay. So I just want to make sure. That's only one round.
It's only one round.
I'm about to blow through this door.
Oh, it's made out of drywall. You can just go right through it.
Anybody have any compunctions?
No.
All right.
As you go to open the door...
Wait a second. We already disabled the trap.
As the door opens and a tiny red bead comes flying through...
Oh, of course.
Fireball.
Don't worry. We are immune to fire.
I'll see you guys next time.
Yeah. Oh, no. They're doing the Kezra method.
Fuck that room, man.
They're doing the Kezra method.